It is Thursday, June 21st, 2007, at 2200 UTC, and this is Wikinews. The identities of three Canadian soldiers killed Wednesday in a roadside bomb blast in southern Afghanistan have been released by the Department of National Defense. The three soldiers were killed at approximately 7:49 a.m. local time, when their unarmored all-terrain vehicle received the force of a nearby bomb blast. The identities of the three soldiers were reported as follows. Corporal Stephen Frederick Bouzain, age 26, 3rd Battalion, Princess Patricia's Canadian Light Infantry. Private Joel Vincent Weeb, age 22, 3rd Battalion, Princess Patricia's Canadian Light Infantry. And Sergeant Christos Karaganis, age not provided, 3rd Battalion, Princess Patricia's Canadian Light Infantry. At the request of the family, Sergeant Christos Karaganis' identity had been withheld by the Department of National Defense. The latest deaths brought the total number of Canadian soldiers killed in the Afghan mission, which began in 2002, to 60. A recall issued last week for Thomas the Tank Engine toys made in China and containing lead-based paint is the latest scare for consumers, and follows recent scandals involving Chinese-made pet food, pharmaceuticals, toothpaste, and other toys, the New York Times has reported in a series of articles. Last week, RC2, a U.S. toy company based in Oak Brook, Illinois, issued a recall for its popular wooden Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends train sets. The recall involved 1.5 million Thomas wooden railway vehicles and train sets sold at toy stores and various retailers across the U.S. from January 2005 through June 2007. A subsequent recall has been issued in the United Kingdom, where Thomas the Tank Engine originated in the 1940s as a character in a children's story by the Reverend W. V. Audrey. Around 70,000 toys are involved in the UK recall, according to The Guardian. RC2 has determined that the surface paints on the recalled products contain lead. Lead is toxic if ingested by young children and can cause adverse health effects, the Consumer Product Safety Commission said in a press release dated June 13th. Consumers should take the recalled toys away from children immediately and contact RC2 Corp for a replacement toy, the commission said. Those adverse health effects could include brain and nerve damage, especially in young children, as well as blood and brain disorders. Severe lead poisoning causes vomiting, diarrhea, convulsions, anemia, loss of appetite, headaches, and in particularly high doses, coma and death. In Southeast Asia, durian is known as the king of the fruits. But with its pungent odor, the large, spike-husked fruit receives less than royal treatment in many quarters. A Thai scientist thinks he has found the key to more widespread acceptance of the durian by creating an odorless variety of the fruit. After 20 years of crossbreeding, researcher Songpol Somsri has come up with a durian that, quote, smells as inoffensive as a banana, according to an article today by The Guardian. I've got friends from Australia, Europe, and Japan who just won't eat durian because they can't stand the smell, Songpol was quoted as saying. But I'm sure producing those with a mild smell will help us find new markets. Despite their popularity, the fruits are banned from the subway system in Singapore. In Bangkok, taxi drivers will often balk at a passenger with durian. The region's airlines won't allow them to be brought on board. Across Southeast Asia, a sign that denotes a finer hotel is a placard in the lobby with a red circle and a cross through a silhouette of a durian. Cultivated across all of Southeast Asia, the fruit measures about 12 inches, 30 centimeters, long, and 6 inches, 15 centimeters, in diameter, and weighs around 2 to 7 pounds, that's 1 to 3 kilograms. The fruits are green on the outside and covered with a thick, spike-covered husk. In Malay, the name durian literally means thorny fruit. That's all the news for this hour. To receive the latest news, please visit wikinews.org. This recording has been released under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license.